No, Jamie ain't quite medicked, which is obviously a bit of a shame for him and for us, because we was hoping he was ready for the first game, but not quite there yet. He's a couple of weeks away, so he'll be missing, as is John Davis, who is probably a week away, something like that. And with it being a long season, obviously, we're not going to rush him and risk anything. So the other one is Mitchell Stringer, that obviously we've had a scan on him today and just went to see what the plan is with his ankle, which has flared up again. So there's three senior players there, if you like, that are missing for a start. That's without any friendlies.
Exactly. And how has that affected things? I know you've been in this situation before. Do you take the view that you did in the past that actually it can be pre-season games can be mixed, can't they?
Well, they can, and some people get a lot of positives out of them, and we get lots of positives out of what we're doing. You know, we're fresh. We're looking sharp, no injuries to the rest of the squad, and nobody knows anything about us. And you know, unfortunately for me, I've been able to watch Dewsbury two or three times on DVDs. I watched them against London when they had a great win, so I know everything they're going to throw at us, and we can train against it. Whereas they're going in blind, and we've got some surprises for them.
I suppose the counter to that is that having not had any pre-season games, you might be a little undercooked.
Well, that's what people talk about, isn't it? It depends how you train. It depends on what intensity you train and what levels. And we certainly try and keep us intensity high. And the physical side of it is, hey, you need two people to play against each other. We've got that. So, we play against each other and we're physical. And we do the tattles and full-on rugby games. So, you know, it's a little bit different, but not that much. And I'm a big believer, the quality of the guys, the quality of the players, you get through that, you know. And does it take you one game to get, your sharpness back, two games, three games? That's for everybody to debate. But, there's a lot of games of rugby to be played this season. There's going to be another 30-odd games. And I feel, again, is that I don't want to be pushing my players into, four or five friendlies on top of that. So that's why we've done it. Will it work? We'll see tomorrow night. But the guys are looking good.
It's exciting, isn't it? I have to say, from a neutral point of view, there have been changes, obviously, to how Super League and the Championship will be structured, and promotion is back on the cards. Obviously, for yourselves, in addition to that, there's the move to the Keep Moat Stadium as well. There's a bit of bounce about Rugby League right now.
It's great, and there's a big buzz. And did I believe in the change? Well, whether you did or didn't, what it's doing...
Was that you trying to say no?
I never said that.
No, you didn't say that, but what do you think? I mean, it has changed the dynamics. I suppose the positive way of looking at it is the vast majority of games will mean something now, won't they?
Yeah, and that's the thing. They've dangled the carrot for people. And whether that's promotion to Super League or it's playing in Middle Eight against Super League teams, there's different carrots. And that's the thing. When they talk about the Middle Eight, and that's what everybody's trying to achieve, getting the top four in the Middle Eight, what does that mean to you? Well, it means revenue. It means that you're going to be playing against Super League clubs, which is, hey, what everybody wants to do and where you want to be. So it's exciting. There's a big buzz about it. And I'm buzzing because, hey, we want to challenge ourselves at that level. We won the grand final 2 years on the bounce, and yet years and years ago, you got promoted into Super League for winning that. We didn't. It was dead. It was stone. It was stony eyes, as I call it. And now the game's got a bit of sparkling there again, and that's exciting for everybody, isn't it? That's including me. That's including the players, because, hey, we could be playing against any players in Super League at the end of this season, and that's what's great for us. There's a bit more money for the club. Obviously, if we're playing at Bradford and teams like that, then that's going to generate a little bit more revenue. But then you could play Cash, you could play Wakefield, you could play any of them teams that are in the Middle Eight and make more money and challenge yourself. And there is the ultimate carrot, isn't there? And it's the million-dollar game, where one team potentially from the Championship, hey, on that day could get promoted, and that's significant. So these improvements in it, is it still a tough challenge for the Championship clubs? 100%. They get 1.8 million. We don't. And that's the difference. So it's tough. And, but hey, Featherstone beat Castleford 2 years ago in the same situation on a one-off game, and that's what everybody's going for and everybody's fighting. So, yeah, it's sparkling and there's a buzz, and that's just what the doctor ordered for the game of rugby league.
So, we'll talk more about that next week as we count down to what is a huge opening home weekend, if you like. Doncaster have got their own fixture this weekend, of course. But first up for yourselves, Dewsbury Rams, Friday night. What do you know about them?
Well, they're big, they're strong, they're physical. They've got a really strong squad. They've added young Matty Wilde from Wakefield, playing in Super League. Haggerty, who's just signed a 3-year contract for St. Helens. So, you know, there's Price, there's Ryan Epple, who was a great player for Sheffield Leeds. So, you know, they're strong and they're physical, and they bullied London a couple of weeks ago. And London struggled and got comfortably beaten. So, you know, they're riding high. They've had a good pre-season by their standards. They beat London and Salford. So they're going to be very, very confident. But, you know, we've done a little bit of homework on them. We've seen them. We know how to beat them. We just need to execute the plan. And if we do that, we'll come away with a smile on his face, but it's going to be tough.
You've never lost to Glenn Morrison in the numerous fixtures you've played one another in the last couple of years?
I'll never mention that, of course. That's for Glenn to look at. Look, all I'm interested in is Friday night, starting the season off with a bang, because a few people, everybody was saying, will Sheffield be the normal Sheffield? A bit sluggish, a bit slow, a bit that. We've got different kind of fish, you know, and different personnel in this squad this year. You know, Sam Smeaton hasn't played for 22 months. He's fit. He's flying at the moment. You know, Tonka's never looked as fit. So the people that we've brought in, Stephen Thorpe, I've seen enough to know that this kid's going to be a sensation with us this year. You know, and there's some of the younger players and some of the, you know, the senior players have really stood up, you know, so we're excited and, you know, we're ready to go and the excitement and, you know, people like Smeets is going to typify what we're going to be about and it's from minute one. Every minute, as they're saying, every minute counts now and we can't come quick enough.